Ah, give me that.
Yusuf, Yusuf, leave him. He's just kidding. You can stop messing around now. I'll see you later. Come with the papers in 2 hours' time. I'll sign it then. Definitely.
I'll be back.
Who was that? The Terminator?
That, my nephew, is the scum of the pond. But we have to put up with it for the sake of success.
Faisal, Mamaji, that knife against your throat didn't look very amusing. No sane person jokes like that. What did that guy want?
That guy is a psycho. He has issues with me because of some deal gone sour and he wants to force me to buy a consignment for him.
Sounds like a hectic dude. You better stay away from such shady characters.
Of course, of course. Now, tell me, how was your trip and your course?
Alhamdulillah, it went well. A whole new take on civil engineering. I felt like it was my first year, all over again.
I'm proud of you, my boy. You're successful. Flying all over, your mother would have been proud of you. Who is it? Come in.
Oh, Yusuf, how's it? Long time no see.
Alhamdulillah, good. And you? Maaf, can't shake hands.
Why? Are your hands dirty?
No, man. We're not legal. We're not mahram.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, I was just trying to be polite for a change. I'll remember the next time.
For goodness sakes, it's just your cousin. She's like your sister. For an educated man, you overdo it sometimes.
Yeah, no one would say you're an engineer. You look more like a Malvi. I think you're hanging around too often with Junaid, Papa.
Don't they give you acid at work with all this terrorist labeling?
Junaid Mamaji is one of the coolest guys I know, Leila. Being an alim doesn't mean you're a non-entity. Alhamdulillah, at work, everybody's cool with each other. In this country, we have more tolerance and open-mindedness than anywhere else. If you take out the crime equation, we live in one of the best countries in the world.
Yeah, I like this country too, for how cheap the import-export tariffs are compared to other places.
Success is the reins of our happiness. When we define success in terms of spiritual growth, we will unleash success. But as long as we keep thinking that a fancy car, mansion, and more money in the bank define success, we stop happiness in its tracks. Gordy has everything she could want, but not the time and appreciation of her family, which is the greatest wish and need of a wife and mother. She is typing an email to her eldest daughter, Zakia.
Dear Zakia, how are you? I'm well as can be expected. I booked your ticket and can't wait to see you. You're looking so thin in the pictures you sent. Are you eating well? I hope you are not pining over your broken engagement. 10 of him was not worth one of you. It's better now than later. Sorry about your father not emailing or calling. You know how he is so busy. Sometimes I feel I should make an appointment to see him. He sees his business associates more often than me. I wait for the day that he will thank me for cooking well or making his favorite dishes. He is either working or with the committee. And when he wants to relax, it's always with the boys, never with us. I hope when you get married, it will be to someone who will be tender and appreciative. I couriered savouries and some chicken that's already masalad. I will email you cooking instructions in a separate email. I miss you, especially at supper time, because I'm mostly alone, and it's not a good feeling to be alone in Ramadan. Your sister mostly goes out after iftar. She gave salams for you, by the way. I'm busy with a little project of my own. I'm planting fruit trees in the rural area near us, as I heard on CII that it's a means of eternal sawab. I'm making the intention that your nani gets the reward every time someone uses its shade or eats from it. Love you, Mom.
We can never make a verdict on anyone, as we are not aware of their good deeds that they conceal or that are unknown to us. Gordy's letter speaks volumes about the emptiness that creeps in when there is neglect of relationships. Adila and Choti, meanwhile, unexpectedly discover that they could be allies instead of sniping at each other. And sometimes, the greatest obstacle in a relationship is thinking for someone else.
Adila!
Ji?
Come here!
Yes, how may I help you?
You may help yourself, young lady. Look at the state of your room. Books everywhere, clothes everywhere. It looks worse than a boy's room.
Ma, I'm tired. And I'm using those books. It doesn't make sense for me to keep putting them back on the shelf.
How can you be using 8 books at one time, Adila?
Studying, it's not conducive to neatness.
My foot. Come, let me help you clean up.
No, it's okay. Don't worry. I'll do it.
Why do you always do that? Whenever I want to do something with you, you push me away. If you were not an only child, maybe I wouldn't seek your company. But it's normal that after years of being the center of your child's universe, your child pulls you away. You feel like someone whose kite got cut. Okay then, I won't bug you.
Ma, wait. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that you bug me. Kasam, I just thought that you won't know where I like to put each thing. That's all. I don't intentionally push you away, I promise. Could you maybe give me a hand?
Okay, pass that stack of clothes.
Here you go. Ma, see that book there? Please give it to me.
Yeah. What's under this desk of yours? My pendant? I was looking for this everywhere, Adila.
I thought I told you I took it.
You know this pendant is of sentimental value. Your father gave this to me when we were newly married.
Ooh, I didn't know you were a secret romantic.
Shush you. Give me the broom. I'll sweep here. What's all these rubbish magazines? It's Ramadan and you're reading trash.
No, Ma, I'm trying not to. I just forgot to throw them away.
I'm feeling very bad, Adi.
Why?
Abba wanted to bring Yusuf home for supper and I was so tired, so I told him not to. That poor boy, he never fusses about any food. SMS your father and tell him to bring him. There, we're done. Let's go and listen to the dua now.
Yusuf arrives with Manana Junaid for supper while Adila is on the phone to Layla.
I'm just getting ready to go out now. Do you think I should wear my skinnies with my Uggs?
Your Uggs?
Uggs, winter boots, like, duh. I'm gonna hook up with Zach at the coffee shop.
Layla, why don't you guys meet after Ramzan? I'm not saying it'll be right then, but in Ramzan it seems way out. And what time are y'all gonna meet? Won't after Tarawih be a bit too late?
Oh, he doesn't read the whole 20 rakats, so there'll be plenty of time.
Oh, and what about your Tarawih, madam?
Oh, I'll start reading Tarawih after I start reading 5 times Salat. Otherwise, it just doesn't make sense, does it? It's like walking before crawling.
Right, so Layla, why don't you just skip fast tomorrow?
Are you crazy, Adi? How can I not fast?
But you're not reading Salah, and that became compulsory before fasting.
Oh, whatever, Appa. Please, don't spoil my free coffee mood. Anyways, why are you not eating supper now?
Well, Yusuf is here for supper, and I started making parda from him, so I'm just sitting in my room and eating.
What? You make parda from that goody two-shoes? It's not as if you and him like each other or that you're going to get married that you cover your face from him. Besides, he's always looking down whenever we're around. I'm surprised he doesn't have a neck braces yet.
Oh, that's so mean. And you don't only wear parda from people you might like.
I don't get you, Adi. Like, you make parda from your cousin, but you're always talking to guys. How does that add up?
Ish, I know. Something's gotta give. Oh, wait, 1 second. Someone's knocking at my door.
Yeah, Adi. I brought your speciality milkshake for you. Shall I leave it on your desk, butcho? So many things on your desk, yeah, Adi. You must clean it up, man. Adi? What's this picture here? Who is this boy in this picture, Adi? Adi, who is this boy in this picture?